Hi everyone, this is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Although light aircraft sales have tanked, you never know it from hanging around the Robinson Helicopter Plant in Torrance, California. When we visited the plant recently, the factory floor and ramp were buzzing with activity. But when we interviewed Frank Robinson during our tour, we learned that appearances can be deceiving. Robinson also updated us on the status of the R-66 helicopter project.
Sales have been very slow. But we've just continued charging ahead and building more and getting ready for the production of the R-66, the turbine ship.
Let's talk just briefly about the 22 and the 44. What's the market outlook for those short term and then into, say, for the next couple of years?
Well, the R-22 has always enjoyed kind of a specialty market, and I'm sure it will continue to do so. It has always been the favorite for flight schools, although I'm actually trying to get the flight schools to move into the R-44 Raven 1, because it's a more docile aircraft, and it has a much better auto-rotation characteristics, and it's just going to be a lot easier to fly, and it has power controls and everything, but it does cost more. And so we're still producing R-22s, and as some of them for the training market, and always as always a considerable number for the cattle herding and other herding enterprises in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, all those areas that do a lot of wildlife controls.
And some 70% of total Robinson sales are offshore?
They were last year and the year before, yes. Now, what it's going to be this year, I don't know, because they have completely screwed the whole thing up by flip-flopping the exchange rate. And for a number of years, we have enjoyed a very weak American dollar, which has made overseas sales very advantageous. And now all of a sudden, and I'm not even sure how that happens, but all of a sudden that flip-flopped, and now the American dollar is quite strong. And that makes overseas or foreign sales much more difficult.
Let's transition into the R-66, announced in 2007, first flew in early 2008.
Yes.
And where are we with the test program at the moment?
Well, we're in the middle of our FAA type certification program. And the program for type certification now is much, much more complicated and demanding than it was when we certified the R-44. Or the R-22, either one. And the type of tests that you're required to perform and the reports that you have to analyze and submit, much, much more complicated. So it has stretched that program out, and I'm not sure where I could put us as far as the percent or whatever that's completed. I would say offhand that we're probably about halfway, now a little over halfway to completion.
Will that mean a type certificate in 2010?
Yes. Yeah, we'll definitely have it by then. We're trying real hard to get it at the end of 2009, but that does not look too likely.
Any surprise issues in the certification and testing?
Everything has gone very smoothly, and the aircraft has performed very well and has met all of the criteria on each of the things that as we come to them. They just take a darn long to get them all ground out.
Now, the R-66 is related to the R-44. Fuselage a little bit wider. And is the aircraft a little heavier?
About 8 inches wider, and the mast is up about 8 inches higher, and those are the two main things that you would notice. We've also changed the design of the windows and windshield and all of that. And I think the R66 has nicer lines than the R44. Although the R44, I thought its lines were good too. So.
Now, I think I read on the website or a news report that serial number 2 is now flying also.
It's been flying for some time, yeah.
And a total of 2 are flying at this point?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've got both aircraft flying. Gosh, ship 1, I know I flew ship 1 in January of, odd 8, I guess it was.
Yeah, I think according to the reports it was January 08, or early 08.
Yeah.
What kind of performance do you think the production machines will have in terms of...
Good. It's, and actually in every different area, it's similar to the R-44 in most respects, particularly handling characteristics and so on. And, but the R-66, a little bit faster, a little bit better high altitude performance, just in each of those different areas, it has a positive margin.
A 5-person helicopter.
Yeah, it carries 5. It can carry 5 people. Yeah.
What do you see as the primary market for the 66 initially?
Well, it should be well suited for tours, particularly with that 5th seat in there, because in a group of 4 people or so, there's almost always one that's a little bit smaller than the rest, and they just put that one in the middle, and it's quite comfortable. It's quite a bit wider inside than the Bell Jet Ranger was, and it's also we have quite ample leg room, so it's quite comfortable even with three men in the back seat. It's not uncomfortable.
Now this, the 300, the Rolls-Royce 300, will be just a mechanically controlled engine, no FADEC plan, no electronic controls?
No FADEC, at least not initially and probably not for some time, if ever. FADEC has not had that good of a reputation, I'd just soon stay away from that complexity, at least for a while.
Do you view that more as is that an economic issue or just a maintenance reliability issue?
Which way?
The FADEC.
It has not been the most reliable system, and it's expensive. So those would both be negative considerations. Now, as time goes on, and they develop and refine that more and more, and maybe it'll be at a point where we'll want to consider it. I don't know.
Speaking of expenses, price set on this helicopter yet?
No.
Under $1 million?
Yeah, we're going to try real hard to keep it under $1 million. How far under? I don't know.
Okay.
It'll be certainly the lowest cost helicopter of its capabilities out there.
And talking to Kurt about the ENG, the news coppers, pistons are making quite a comeback in that market because of economics impinging on the news industry.
Yeah.
Where does that leave the turbine helicopter market? Is there still growth and still demand in that area?
Well, particularly overseas, there's a very large demand for it because it burns Jet A fuel. And that's all that's available in many parts of the world. Here in the United States, I really don't know, because here both Jet A and 100LL are quite available pretty much everywhere. So, and there's no question it's going to burn more fuel than the R-44. If fuel prices go back up where they were last year or so, that would be a consideration.
Okay, well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Frank.
Sure.
We've been speaking with Frank Robinson at Robinson Helicopter. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.